Good morning, one and all. Welcome to back to the team car today. We are out of the Yorkshire-based attic that we recorded last week's show from, which was why we were whispering quite bizarrely. But thank you very much to everyone who fed back positively about the show. much appreciated. Keep sharing and keep getting us out there. We will do our best. Our commitment to you is to ensure that we put as much out there locally as we possibly can to promote the good sport of cycling. And if there's good stuff, we will get out there and we will tell the world that there is good stuff. So thank you once again. And this week's show, of course, a couple of big things to focus on. Before that, there's a fair bit of local racing coming up. We are publicising the North Hants Cycle Race Association handicap road races. There's been a number of those, a fair few in the series, nicknamed the Worlds locally. If you've not been involved or you want to know a bit more, have a look for them on Facebook. Their events are proving quite popular again this year. Very competitive racing, and very interesting that the last one, I believe, last weekend, because it's run as a handicap, so obviously based on your ability you'll start, and obviously the fast guys go last, and the idea is that everyone finishes together. I understand last week the group that started last, the scratch group, didn't actually catch up, so a showing of how, you know, competitive from the bottom up that those events are becoming. So fantastic. I'm really excited by that. Also, if riding against the watch is your thing, a number of the local clubs' weekly midweek time trial leagues are starting up in the next few weeks. So if you are partaking in the Fenland one, have a look at fenlandclarion.co.uk, a website that we help edit. Peterborough CC is on, so Fenland's on a Wednesday at Helpston, Peterborough's on a Thursday at Helpston. Still no news on what's happening with St Ives's at Sawtree. but yeah, keep an eye on those. And I understand as well that potentially in the pipeline there might be some other local time trial activity, but I'm sworn to secrecy on that. Well, you might know anyway, I would have thought. So yeah, enjoy those. Also, if you like watching a bit of flat track time trialing, and I accept it's not the greatest spectator sport, there is the second round of the North Hants and District Cycle Association 10-mile time trial. That's a week on Saturday, which I believe is the 22nd, something like that. That's 2 o'clock in the afternoon between Sawtree up to Stilton and back on the old A1 service road. So yeah, if you want to get out and see some discs and some pointy time trial helmets and some people trying to go sub 20 minutes for 10, or some people trying to go around 25 minutes for a 10, that'll be me, get yourself along to the roadside and have a look. Be good to see you along, clap me, because I'll need all the help I can get. We'll keep you posted on those. So good, lots happening locally. This last weekend was, of course, Paris-Roubaix, the hell of the north. Interesting that from a racing perspective, the coverage on Eurosport and other channels, I believe, was kind of like from flag to finish. And I wonder if that kind of negatively affected the racing. Last year, we had full race coverage from start to finish. And it took quite a while for a break to go. Ironically, and I know we say this a lot on this podcast, but those first sort of 30, 40 kilometres from Compiègne, we kind of know them, went on holiday near there. And I don't plan all my family holidays around classics. Not all of them. Some of them I do. But yeah, those first few Ks, and they are quite, you know, they're the sort of roads that you'd expect to break away to form. Windy, bits of forested areas, bits of uncovered area, you know, they're perfect breakaway territory. The roads go from wide to narrow, but yeah, for whatever reason, this year, there was no breakaway formation whatsoever, which was bizarre. It was a crazy race, really. It didn't follow any of the convention. Now, some people have said that it was a much better race for that. I'm not entirely sure. I think that the way it kind of worked out, with no breakaway giving the favourites, you know, no rest, and 100 kilometres covered in the first couple of hours, it was kind of like a weird race as a result of it. It didn't feel like a true Paris-Roubaix. The weather didn't, but, you know, then it's been 12, 13 years, I think, now, since there was last rain and mud and stuff that we like. So, yeah, it kind of all detonated at the Arenberg Forest, as is now becoming traditional, a long-range, you know, attack from the favourites rather than waiting. And I suppose we've said for years and years, you know, racing's too defensive, too negative. The Tour de France is won, you know, by Chris Froome dominating the first mountaintop finish and then being that far ahead. No one's that bothered about attacking him for the rest of the, you know, the season. Or not the season, the race. And Paris-Roubaix almost feels like, and Flanders as well, and last year's Roubaix, that now that the favourites are kind of attacking from much further out, it's... It's what we've asked for, less formulaic racing, but it kind of rules out, you know, even more rules out the possibility of a freak, you know, freak winner. It was after that, groups kind of like expanded and contracted, and for a little while there was a group with Stijn Vandenberg away, and it all seemed to be going rather to plan for Tom Boonen, and then kind of. Sagan had a couple of mechanical misfortunes at key moments of the race when, you know, you felt like he was starting to dictate what would happen. And then, you know, of course, the breakaway went away with Stibar, Greg Van Avermaet, and the Cannondale guy, Langerfeld. And you always felt that you kind of almost... You were almost willing, you know, Boonen to get across, and he was then caught in the catch 22, where he was kind of half counter attacking, but, you know, he, as soon as Stibar stopped working in that first group, you're kind of in a quick step had almost given themselves an impasse, where, you know, after Nicky Terpstra not working in classics this season, it was a particularly brave move for Stibar to stop working in that group, that is for sure. And Van Avermaet gave him a fair amount of stick for that, as you saw. But I don't know, it just seemed like maybe he would have been better, as the commentators were saying, kind of rolling through. Conversely, I think if he'd have been, you know, actually contributing to the breakaway, I think there's more chance that it would have come back, because then the group behind wouldn't have all just been looking at Boonen to come across the gap and solve the issue. As it happened then, you'd got the Gianni Moscon group from Sky, who kind of made contact on the velodrome, and you know, it's a fantastically exciting finish, and Greg Van Avermaet's a worthy winner. He's been, you know, a monument winner in waiting now for 2 or 3 years. I think he probably would have gone close in Flanders last year, but for that stupid crash early on that took him out and broke his collarbone. But since then, you know, he certainly took his revenge on all the races, and yeah, good rider. Good rider, gold sunglasses as well. That's what we like, isn't it? So yeah, now we're kind of getting into. It feels like we've waited all this time for the Holy Week of the Cobble Classics. Now they have gone; they are behind us. There is a brief sort of like in the Napoleon Cup of Belgian domestic kind of racing. There is some more cobbled races and things coming up, but that's kind of like towards the end of the summer now, and we're not going to wish the summer away. So we now move on to Ardennes Week, where the hills are similarly steep, but much longer, but better surfaced. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, Philippe Gilbert is resting up for those. Mikhail Kwiatkowski is resting up for those. Your different sort of players will come in to play. Valverde has been going well in some of the week-long stage races. He'll suddenly become a factor. So the racing's kind of thick and fast. We've not even mentioned the Giro. So we are hurtling towards the key part of the season. So stay with us, and we will... in our own inimitable 10-minute bite-sized way, we'll try and keep you updated. Speaking of which, that 10 minutes has rattled by as usual in a rapid, unedited way. No editing this week. Was a bit last week, you might have noticed. So yeah, please share the podcast. Stay in touch, fendrian.eu. We will speak to you again this time next week. Thank you very much for listening. Please share us.